Larry Bader Show, 1022. Couple of thoughts. There could be heavy snow in Green Bay when the Packers and Steelers, two cold weather teams, get together for a critically important game. I know people are trying to pretend it's important for the Steelers. I don't really think they have much of a chance. But anyway, but they're not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs yet. Huge game for the Green Bay Packers. Trying to decide who benefits from the snow. If it is a very snowy field, you would think edge to the Packers because Roethlisberger is a better quarterback than Matt Flynn. And it's two defenses right now. We give up a lot of yards. I don't know. Here's another thing. Now, this is really going way, way, way out there. Just suppose Matt Flynn plays the rest of the regular season and they win. Suppose Matt Flynn beats the Packers and the Steelers. What happens to his NFL, the Bears and the Steelers? Matt Flynn has beaten the Packers. Actually, no, he's beaten other teams he's playing for, namely the Raiders. What happens to his NFL career? Is he a Packer for life now, backing up Aaron Rodgers? Would any team take another look at him? Like, well, what the hell? Do we have to change our colors to the Packers' colors? Then can he do it for us? What? Now, he hasn't been spectacular. He's been good. He's been bad. But I would say he's been more good than bad, especially as time wears on and he's back with the team more. And you're still not dealing with your full array of weapons on the Packers' offense. I find that very interesting. I joked earlier this year, the difference between Aaron Rodgers and President Obama is Aaron still has a chance for his 2013 to improve. It's growing dim, I grant you that, particularly if he doesn't start Sunday. President Obama ends the year in negative territory on his overall job performance as well as on measures of honesty and leadership, according to a Fox News national poll released yesterday. But, of course, the big story is his support plummeting in that critical millennials, 18 to 30-year-old, a group that provided crucial support in both of his presidential election victories. 54% of those voters approved of his performance a year ago. Just 37% approved today, a 17% point drop. And other polls have shown that Obamacare is underwater with those younger voters and with the uninsured. Then there's this. Record high in U.S. say big government greatest threat. 72% of Americans say big government is a greater threat to the U.S. in the future than is big business or big labor. A record high in the nearly 50-year history of the question. The prior high for big government was 65% in 1999 and 2000. I'm not saying this is the case. I'm saying this might be the case. There are those of us who said this is why you let Obamacare collapse under its own weight, because this is such a sharp move to socialism, the likes of which the country has never seen, that it might finally be the one entitlement government that sours Americans on entitlement government. It's too early to say that, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Wall Street Journal has an editorial piece today congratulating China on its first lunar probe, the Jade Rabbit. It kind of sounds like a Cold War novel, doesn't it? You know, the Maltese Falcon, which wasn't Cold War. But the Jade Rabbit. Congratulations are in order for this space success. Yeah, but here's the tack that the Wall Street Journal takes, that this is better than the military or the militarization of space, for which China's been working on and rattling its saber here on Earth and all of that. Agreed, but I am conflicted on President Obama's decision to pare back on manned space travel. As a kid growing up, I mean, I was obsessed with it. Anyone who knew me back then knows that. I was obsessed with it. I understand, though, the way we're exploring space right now, I don't think it's cost-effective to do it with a lot of manned flights. I still think manned space exploration is something worth doing in the future. My concern here is that the United States won't be on the cutting edge of it. That is my concern. I have 2.5 minutes. A&E's Duck Dynasty has been star Phil Robertson has been suspended indefinitely after slamming gays in a magazine interview. We're extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ, which are based on his own personal beliefs and not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty, the network said in a statement Wednesday. His personal views in no way reflect those. He said a lot of things. The one that got the most attention is when he said it just makes no sense why any man, I'll put it this way, would be more attracted to another man's backside than a woman's front side. But there are other things that he said regarding race. He said he never saw mistreatment of any black person growing up in Jim Crow South. Does seem a little hard to believe. I barely know what this show is about. I have never watched this show. I do not intend to watch this show. However, you can never say anything politically incorrect when it comes to the gay community. I could define his words a lot of way. I don't know that I would define them as homophobic. As for the comment that's getting all the attention, no straight man can understand that. No straight man can understand that. Is that homophobic? Is that hateful? I'm just telling you, no straight man can understand that. Whatever else it is, it's true. Governor Walker is talking about a major shift in taxes in Wisconsin. I want your thoughts on it in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.